2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
In a series of tweets, Congressman Chris Stewart is urging anyone planning to participate in a potentially violent protest this weekend to reconsider. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Pentagon has authorized up to 25,000 National Guard members to D.C. for the inauguration. That's 4,000 more than we heard yesterday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's a busy drive on northbound I-15 as you're going from Kaysville up to Clearfield by Hill Air Force Base. And we still have lingering slowdowns from an earlier accident southbound I-15, stretching from 31st Street in Ogden down to 5600 South Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for increasing clouds tonight as a weak storm moves over northern Utah. I'm Kevin Eubank.
But it's 47 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
100 million COVID-19 vaccines, billions in federal funding to make it happen, and uniting a divided nation. They are at the top of President-elect Joe Biden's to-do list. He says that includes more vaccination sites in all communities. Mr. Biden says he'll use a Defense Production Act to speed up the rollout. Governors and state health officials say they're ready to ramp up vaccinations as long as they get enough doses. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Colorado's Jared Polis say they were told this week that the federal vaccine reserve the White House has been touting doesn't exist. The NRA has filed for bankruptcy. It's a move that was expected to avoid a criminal prosecution in New York State. The NRA moving to Texas to reincorporate. The Pentagon now says up to 25,000 National Guard troops will be in Washington, D.C. heading into next week's inauguration. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
SL in-depth President-elect Joe Biden offered more detail about the administration's plan to get more doses of the COVID vaccine out to Americans. Here's Joe Biden in Delaware this afternoon talking about public perception of the vaccines.
While millions of Americans have already gotten the vaccine and millions more are already to get it, we also know we need to address vaccine hesitancy and build trust in many communities. We know that's the case, for example, in Black, Latino, and Native American communities. People who have not always been treated with dignity and honesty they deserve by the federal government and the scientific community throughout our history. We also see that disinformation campaigns are already underway to further undermine trust in the vaccines. Our administration will launch a massive public education campaign to rebuild that trust. We'll help people understand what science tells us, that the vaccines help reduce the risk of COVID infections and can better safeguard our health and the health of our families and our communities. It's a critical piece to account for a tragic reality of the disproportionate impact this virus has had on Black, Latinos, and Native American people who are being infected about four times the rate of white Americans and dying at nearly three times the rate of white Americans. This is unacceptable. It's unconscionable. Equity is central to our COVID response. And the Vice President and I commit to making sure communities of color and rural neighborhoods, those living with disabilities and seniors, are not left behind in our vaccination plans. Look, our plan is as clear as it is bold. Get more people vaccinated for free. Create more places for them to get vaccinated. Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible. This will be one of the most challenging operational efforts ever undertaken by our country. But you have my word that we will manage the hell out of this operation.
That's the game plan, to get 100 million doses into American arms in the first 100 days in office. Biden says the more people vaccinated in the U.S., the sooner we can put the pandemic behind us. KSL News Time, 4:49. That's the in-depth. This is Triple Team Traffic. Let's speed you home with Ricky Meese.
We have a traffic light malfunctioning in all directions at the intersection of 90th South and 7th West in Sandy. Drivers, play nice. Approach that intersection with caution and treat it as a four-way stop. Southbound I-15 delay-free downtown to the Utah County line. Northbound I-15, it's been a little busy. Sandy up to the South Interchange. All clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Again, we still have some delays around the intersections. This is Bankator Highway between the 201 freeway and South Jordan. If you're up in Summit County, seeing some slowing there. This is Kearns Boulevard, Deer Valley Drive, and northbound Olympic Parkway approaching Kimball Junction. Steve?
And we have delays in Davis County, northbound I-15, traveling heading north, Kaysville up to Hill Air Force Base. If you're on southbound I-15, a little bit slow and thick and slow, I should say, between Ogden-Hinkley Airport down into the Roy area at 5600 South. Good speeds on northbound Highway 89 all the way from Lagoon up to the I-84 ramps this afternoon. Burt Brothers Tire and Service, let their family take care of your family's auto repair needs. From tires and brakes to complete auto service, Burt Brothers is Utah's trusted auto care center for 30 years. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by BW Southtown, and here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, the holiday weekend is here, and we've got a couple of weak storms to deal with. In the valleys, the impacts will be minimal, clouds at best. In the mountains, a couple of chances for some light snow. The first storm comes in tonight into Saturday morning. The next storm comes in Sunday night into Monday morning. The valleys will get a mix of clouds and sun, and temperatures in the 40s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll drop into the 30s behind that Monday storm, and highs in the 30s with lows in the 20s through the middle part of the week, 40s by the end of the week with a chance of some rain and snow by Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 47 degrees as we hope for a peaceful weekend. It's 4:51.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Here's another satisfied customer of 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, Anita Bennett.
When I first heard about 3-Day Kitchen and Bath, I thought, there's no way they could do a good job in 3 days. And they must carry only the plain Jane basics in cabinets, countertops, and flooring. Then they came to our house, and we found out they offered top-quality materials with tons of choices and lots of custom options. They worked with us to design a bathroom that was perfect for our family. They looked at our needs and thought of details I hadn't even considered. The installation was clean, thorough, and professional, and they were done in just 3 days. When we got back from the hotel, I couldn't believe the difference. The bathroom is beautiful.
See us on the web at 3daykitchen.com.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down. But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all, cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Speeding 10 miles per hour over other drivers only saves you 4 teeny little minutes from Salt Lake to Provo. That's nothing. That's like one cat video. But speeding causes 1 in 4 deaths on Utah roads. 1 in 4 deaths to save 4 minutes? It's just not worth it. Donate some cat video time and go the speed limit. Drive better. Zero fatalities. A goal we can all live with.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Wells Fargo is trying to make things right with customers after a handful of scandals in years past. The bank reported $321 million in losses associated with customer refunds. It brings last year's total for customer remediation to more than $2 billion. KSL Drives General Motors is looking at turning the Corvette into an electric crossover SUV. Huh? Bloomberg reports 2025, we could see the E-Vette. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 177 points to 3814. The S&P fell 27. The NASDAQ lost 114 points. KSL News Time, 4:55. Time for Jazz Notes, and we're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider, Ben Anderson.
Utah Jazz will look to keep their momentum headed in the right direction as they face off against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Jazz return home after a successful six-game road trip across the East Coast. The Jazz return with a 4-2 record over their last six games and are looking to improve on their 1-2 record at home. The team's early struggles can be attributed to the slow start from guard Donovan Mitchell, though his recent play has been a step in the right direction. Mitchell discussed where the team is heading into tonight's game.
I think we're doing a pretty solid job. I think there's stuff we can definitely get better at, but this is definitely something we can look at on the film and say, this is how we have to play. This is who we are. And the biggest thing is we have to just continue to do it. You know, we can't get satisfied that we're doing it. We got to continue to do this on this pace and take this energy back home against Atlanta.
The Hawks come in with a record of just 5-5, but beat Philadelphia in their last outing on Monday. The Jazz and Hawks tip off at 7 p.m. For full coverage of the game, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.